Nolte, Julia Yoffe and the Return of Jake Tapper's Indecent Silence. By John Nolte on October 30, 2018. CNN's Jake Tapper remained silent as The Atlantic's Julia Yoffe compared President Trump and his supporters to ISIS, and then Tapper lied about why he remained silent. Julia Yoffe is a monstrous woman, someone who epitomizes the establishment media's moral and professional decline and downfall. Someone who regularly violates every tenet of decency and truth, but whose media star continues to ascend for those very reasons. In December of 2016, Yoffe accused President Trump of fucking his daughter. For this, she was rewarded with a dream job at The Atlantic and kept her other dream job at GQ. Then, in June, for a GQ hit job, Yoffe asked Donald Trump Jr. if he wanted to have sex with his mother. Then, in the wake of this weekend's massacre committed by a Trump-hating terrorist at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Yoffe blamed the Jews, specifically those Jews who support Trump. Monstrous, unethical, indefensible behavior. And yet she is still a welcome guest on CNN. Specifically Jake Tapper's basement-rated afternoon hour, The Lead. During the Trump era, Tapper has himself devolved into something indecent. Over the years, we have watched him gin up violence in a predominantly black neighborhood, devote entire segments to mocking Trump's penis, deliberately mislead his viewers with fake news, exaggerate his resume, behave like an entitled child, and straight up lie. But it is through silence that Tapper has revealed his true indecency. In February, the far-left Tapper moderated an anti-gun town hall. On top of a number of hideous things he allowed to happen to those who disagree with him on Second Amendment civil rights, Tapper said nothing when his audience booed a rape victim. The rape victim's sin? Purchasing a firearm so she could protect herself from the next rapist. Tapper's complicit silence as one of his guests attacked the motherhood of an NRA spokeswoman was one thing, but as his own audience booed a rape victim, a woman who was not even present to defend herself, Tapper said nothing. Words fail. On Monday, Jake Tapper's indecent and complicit silence, as well as his dishonesty, returned once again for all to see. Although she has accused President Trump of wanting to fuck his own daughter, although she has accused Trump Jr. of wanting to have sex with his own mother, although she blamed Jews for the mass murder of Jews, Tapper normalized Julia Yoffe with an invitation to appear as a panelist on his Monday show and then remained utterly silent as she said the following about President Trump. ISIS had, like 10,000 members. I think the president has far more supporters who espouse an equally hateful ideology. What happened next is even more revealing. Remember this name, David Durbin. David Durbin. David. Urban. As Yoffe spewed these lies, this fake news, this obscene smear, CNN commentator Urban turned to Tapper. For you not to push back on that is irresponsible, Urban said. That's irresponsible. For her to say that the President of the United States has radicalized more people than ISIS is irresponsible. Tapper remained silent. Tapper said nothing. And then Tapper lied. To defend his reprehensible and irresponsible silence, Tapper later said via Twitter, as I explain live on air, I went right to at Monica Arnepkin at David Durbin to debate, Yoffe, and they were eager to do so. It's a panel not an interview. It's a panel not an interview, Tapper explained. You see, Jake Tapper has a standard. When he is moderating a panel, it is up to the guests to respond to outrages and falsehoods. Jake Tapper stays out of it because Jake Tapper has a principle. When it's a Jake Tapper panel, it would be inappropriate for Jake Tapper to play hall monitor and intervene. Remember when I asked you earlier to remember the name David Urban? Well, how would you like to see Jake Tapper, Mr. This is a panel not an interview, push back and correct David Urban during a panel and not an interview? How would you like to see Mr. Standard, Mr. Ethic, Mr. Me No Hall Monitor do to David Urban what he refused to do to a woman comparing Trump and his supporters to ISIS? Because here's the video. No doubt, the internet is full of other examples where Tapper's partisan hypocrisy and how he moderates panels is on full display. But there he was in May treating his panel like an interview, playing Hall Monitor with David Urban. And here he is on Monday engaging in complicit and indecent silence when Trump and his supporters are smeared as terrorists. It actually got worse. Later in the show, Tapper allowed Yoffe to pretend to apologize, but all she did was use the opportunity to double down on her smear. and the apology had nothing to do with Tapper coming to his senses, from his own sense of responsibility to present the truth to his viewers. No, it was because the Republican National Committee is jumping on your comments, and he wanted to bail his monster out. The media compare us to ISIS. But don't you dare call the media the enemy of the people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.